And the bit that probably threw me the most were patients who had a presentation present with what we would call spastic dystonia, where the muscle is continuously active, and then when you move the limbs, it still shows classic signs of spasticity. So you have two things: muscle activity at rest, on which there is superimposed muscle activity during movement. What is fascinating, and this is a rare example, where when you go and reverse the movement, you see spasticity in the extensors. And there is some sort of inhibition of the flexors at this point in time. And when you move the limb quicker, there is more movement. We also have seen what